Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, I don't need Victor 200 today, man. Let's save it for next Friday when, you know, clear it out. This is my possession. You know, this is no one else is touching the ball.
You're Carmelo. Get out of my way.
Yeah, get out of my way. But I'm better than Carmelo. I mean, Carmelo's, you know, he's had a great career, but come on, man. I mean, he's not really a true Hall of Famer.
I was thinking of a clear out guy, you know.
So Carmelo is going to make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's a lock, I would say.
But I do think, man, the NBA, well, the Basketball Hall of Fame. We were talking about this with Ike yesterday. I can't remember if it was on or off the air, but they do let everybody in. And he probably would make it otherwise, but some of the guys that make the Basketball Hall of Fame is ridiculous. All right, Beat the Hammer. We do it every single Friday at this time, and we have to give away today a $50 gift card to the Irish Horn in Richboro. By the way, and we talked about a lot of the food last segment, you know, that the Irish Horn brought us in. But also, I got to say on behalf of the show, because I'm going to steal it from John. I'm going to just steal it. They brought him this dessert with a number 48 on it. It's really,
unbelievable.
It's really cool.
Like, it's a giant cookie cake.
A giant cookie,
looks like.
Yep.
With 48 and the icing on it and the sprinkles and everything.
It's nice stuff.
I really
man.
Appreciate it.
It's really, really cool. All right, let's play a little game with my 198 victories. A little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, and our contestant, his name is Andy. He is from Voorhees. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good, pal. You big sports fan, Andy?
Oh, I'm a huge sports fan. Mad nervous, but ready to go, I
guess. Now, just to be clear, you're nervous about the Phillies game today, or you're nervous about Beat the Hammer?
I'll plead the fifth.
Don't be nervous. Just a couple dudes hanging out.
Yeah, Andy, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I do want to leave you with this message, though, and I want you to really dwell on this. There are probably at least a couple hundred thousand people listening right now. So those nerves that you're feeling, you know, you're right to feel those nerves. All right,
just
I'm going to step into the soundproof booth.
Just us. Get out of here.
Low.
Scram.
Right, Joe.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Andy, we are with you.
Yeah. And that's the hammer.
We believe.
That's how you do. You get in the opponent's head. That's what you do.
Get out of here. Can you leave, please?
Jeez.
Gee, what are we doing here? Andy, thank you for, you know, being a respectable human being and not a, you know,
we appreciate
whatever that
you.
Was.
And right? We believe in you.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
right.
Think about it this way. You're playing a grown man in a baseball uniform. No matter what, you're winning. All right. He is safely ensconced in the soundproof booth. You're able to beat the hammer, Andy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. I always joke about this. Sometimes categories are not predictable. Sometimes
yeah.
they are incredibly predictable.
Yep.
Phillies playoff trivia today, my friend. As predictable as it gets. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Two players are tied with the most postseason hits in Phillies franchise history. Name one of them.
Ryan Howard.
Who was the last team the Phillies beat in a first-round playoff series?
Oh, man. The Brewers.
What team have the Phillies played the most times in the postseason?
The Cardinals.
Who was the last Phillies pitcher to throw a pitch in a playoff game?
Oh, man. It has to be a relief pitcher in that. Pass.
Only two pitchers have pitched over 80 postseason innings for the Phillies. Name them.
Quickly and
Howard. Oh, Andy. No, it happens, buddy. I'm not going to try in front and expect that that this is going to be a tie, but we'll put you on hold. You never know. He has gotten zero before, but I mean, this I'll be very disappointed in the hammer if that's the case.
Here I expect he'll be pretty locked in.
Slowly,
on this stuff.
Yeah, it's a big day. Slowly walking his way into the studio in his uniform and his cleats.
The cleats or
the
something.
Batting gloves. And he took them off. Okay.
Cleats that look like they've never actually touched dirt. by the way.
What, my batting gloves?
Completely clean well, yeah,
you,
dude, cleats.
You hit a home run. There's no reason to, you know.
Oh, you're talking about your cleats,
oh,
bro.
Oh, the cleats. Oh, no, the cleats have touched dirt. No, they've touched dirt.
Yeah. All right, you ready to roll here, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Predictable category this week. Phillies postseason trivia is what we're doing.
Okay.
You ready to roll here?
By the way,
let me just quickly say, I've done like a lot of postseason questions over the years because of like the 93 Phillies or 08 or whatever.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been able to do straight up Phillies postseason and beat the Hammer. How cool is that?
That's like, pretty cool.
Thank you, Phillies.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to roll here, buddy?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first.
How this Andy and Voorhees guy do?
I love when you wait till the last possible second.
Let's go.
Question number one. Two players are tied with the most postseason hits in Phillies franchise history. Name one of them.
I will come back to that.
Who was the last team the Phillies beat in a first-round playoff series?
So this would be 2010. First-round playoff series, that would be the Cincinnati Reds.
What team have the Phillies played the most times in the postseason?
It's got to be the Dodgers.
Who was the last Phillies pitcher to throw a pitch in a playoff game?
Wow. Say it again. Last pitcher.
Who was the last Phillies pitcher to throw a pitch in a playoff game?
2011, end of the game. So I think he went the whole game, unless Mattson got an inning. I'm going to go with Halliday.
Only two pitchers have pitched over 80 postseason innings for the Phillies. Name them.
Over 80 innings. Hamels and Carlton. And two hits. So two players.
Two players who were tied for the franchise lead in hits.
I'll go with Utley.
Damn. 3-0 victory.
Oh, okay, fine. So it's Rollins and who?
It's Rollins and Victorino.
Wow, good job by Shane. Yeah.
And then you talked it out. You went the wrong way. Ryan Mattson threw one inning.
Yeah, I thought he might have thrown one. All right, so, you know, I was close to a 5-for-5, but didn't get it. Listen, it's $1.99, guys. This is just the appetizer.
How's that close to a 5-for-5? You got three.
Yeah, because I thought of the others.
In his head, it was a 5-for-5.
No, it's super close. I mean, obviously.
What?
Obviously.
Three. You got 60% right.
Wait, who did
and you're saying it's close to perfect?
You said Utley for hits.
Yeah, I was thinking between Utley and Rollins.
Yeah, and then which is so funny because he goes Utley, and then he goes, so it's Rollins, obviously. I'm like, why didn't you just say Rollins?
Well, so I think Jimmy had a career batting average in the postseason of .222, which is not that good, which is why I went with Chase. Yeah, listen, it is what it is. It's all in the head. It's $1.99. I mean, God bless me. Andy, you lost. What happened? You got crushed.
That's a tough one.
Why'd you call in today then, Andy? It was obviously going to be Phillies postseason trivia.
I never get through. I just call in for fun. So I was like, I'm not going to get through. It doesn't really matter.
People will love that.
Andy, there are hundreds of thousands that are mad at you right now.
I know. I'll take this L.
All right.
That's tough.
No. Well, you're not taking the L. I gave you the L.
Well, wherever it is.
Andy, stay well, pal. Thank you for calling in.
Nice try.
All right, man. So Andy certainly cannot be awarded.
Nice try.
Yeah. Look, Andy can't be awarded the gift.
This is honestly probably in the history of Beat the Hammer, the most predictable category I've ever done. Yeah. Like, you had to know it was Phillies postseason.
All right, so we'll go to the contest line right now. We'll go with the 6-caller contest line. Caller number 6. You're going to win the $50 gift card to the Irish Horn in Richboro. That phone number, 215-988-1258, with victory number 199. Yeah. Just mute it. Understate it. I'll deal with it next week. I'll crank it the hell up next week. With that, shut it down.
Bang!
Yep.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Next week's a big one. On Friday, it's a big one. Phillies could play a playoff game that day, too, by the way.
I don't think you can say you can God bless yourself. You just did that. You went with the God bless me.
God bless me.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. And I think it's, yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Well, I did, so I guess you can. Whether it's appropriate or not, that's a whole nother matter. Let's go to Nick right now, North Philadelphia. Hello, Nicholas.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Nick.
So I know the Phillies are the hot topic, and I just want to say, obviously, I expect to win. I definitely expect this first win. But I really want to talk Eagles. 80% of me says we roll over this team. They can't hang with us. But there's this 20% of me that knows the history that we have with the Cardinals, that, you know, dating back to when they were in our division and we always used to split with them. Kyler Murray can be dangerous at any time. And defensively, they, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just, I have this 20%, you know, doubt that this could be a let, or 20% that this could be a letdown game
well,
for us.
Well, it could be. Listen, Nick, it could be. I mean, it does set up as the classic trap game. Now, hopefully the Eagles don't get trapped in it, but they play Dallas at home next week. They're 4-0. They're riding high. So maintaining.
It doesn't set up as a classic trap
it's
game.
It's quintessential.
Because you are so focused on the Cowboys. No. They are so focused on the Cardinals.
But that's what teams are always supposed to be, but they're not always that focused. They're not.
But, John, how do you feel about that, John?
They treat every game the same. I'm telling you, their preparation
I mean,
is exactly
the
same.
I mean, how do you feel about this being a letdown game?
I don't think it's a letdown game. I think they're very consistent. They've proven that in a quarter of the season. And I do think that Joe is overemphasizing the fact that we play the Cowboys next week. I would guess that you got a quarter of this team, a third of this team, they don't even know who they're playing next week.
Well, Nick, the other issue is a lot of injuries. And look, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. I want to be clear. I do think they're going to win it, but I would not take it for granted. I mean, when Slay, Mulata, Sayamalo, Jake Elliott, who we know is out, and some of these other guys are all banged up, you know, some of them will probably miss the game, and some of them will play in the game but might be hampered, and that is – you know, you can't just dismiss that. That's a factor.
And you know as well as I do our history with the Cardinals dating back to when they were in our division.
I'm well aware of it, and the Eagles had so many bad losses to the Cardinals.
And that doesn't matter at all.
It does to me. It does to me.
It does. It matters.
Nick,
it doesn't matter toward the outcome of this game.
All right, Nick, a memorable scene in a movie with a mode of transportation occurring.
All right, I'm going back to early 2000s, Fast and the Furious 1, when she goes underneath the truck with the Honda Civic, with the three black Honda Civics, and she goes underneath the semi-tractor trailer.
You got it, my man. Nick, appreciate cool the scene. Phone call. I got to check out all those movies, man. I really do.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9, something like that, right?
I think there's 9.
Do we know what?
Fast and Furious, I think there's, 9 or 10. There might have been 10.
What movie franchise have there been the most movies ever? I mean, I guess Bond?
Bond, probably. Well, it depends, like, how, like, you know, there are movie franchises that segment, like the Marvel stuff, right? I mean, the Marvel stuff, there's all connections between the stuff. So, in terms of just one character, I think it's probably Bond, but I'm not. Yeah. I mean, Sherlock Holmes, there are a lot of old Sherlock Holmes movies, like the Basil Rathbone stuff and all that, so I'm not sure.
Look at him with deep Sherlock Holmes knowledge.
Basil Rathbone.
Well, how could you forget a name? Like, my mom loved the old Sherlock Holmes, so I used to watch it with her. Basil Rathbone. You ever going to forget that name? I don't think so.
And so did my aunt. My aunt Nancy.
Yeah.
She was a nun.
My mom just loved it.
She loved Sherlock Holmes.
All of them.
Yep,
yeah.
Totally.
How many nun aunts do you have?
Two, one on each side. My mom and my dad, each with a sister that's a nun.
Huh.
My nun aunt in Washington passed away in 1996, but she was tremendous, my Aunt Nancy. And my Aunt Judy here is, she's going strong. And
what pious people you have.
I know, man.
The camera.
I know. Nuns on both sides. That's pretty amazing, man. Nuns on both sides. Talk about less than 1% of the population. A nun on both sides with an aunt. All right, Joe DeCamera and John Rich. Up ahead, our NFL picks, 12:45 today, Ultimate Phillies Montage. Strongly recommend you be tuned for that at 12:45, plus the game at 2:07. Joe DeCamera and John Rich on WIP.
Two on, two out. Phillies down a run. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runners will go. Minter has the sign. He's ready. He kicks. Runners off. The pitch swung on. Hit deep right field. Acuna going back. Track. Wall. It's gone. Bryson Stott turns it around with a 3-run home run here in the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Phillies take a 6-4 lead.
Well, that was the hit earlier in the year by Bryson Stott. He did have a couple big ones, and that was one obviously off of Atlanta against Atlanta.
Yeah, AJ, I think it was the only one he gave up to a lefty all year.
Wow. Look, Phillies, they had an interesting season, and they found their way to the postseason, obviously expanded playoffs and all that, but we're super pumped to see the Phillies in the playoffs. Game starts today at 2:07. First pitch here at that time, and it'll be Zach Wheeler when the Phillies, you know, get the ball to pitch, which would be the bottom of the first. We do have the Phillies lineup for today, and we have their roster for this first round of the playoffs. So let's first deal with the roster first round of the playoffs. The guys that are in, because, of course, you know, I mean, you know, Harper's in, Schwarber's in, Nola's in. Let's deal with the guys that were borderline. The pitchers, the players that made the roster that were borderline, Kyle Gibson and Noah Syndergaard both made the roster. It's just for this round. But Gibson and Syndergaard are in. Nick Maton is in. Sosa is in, which means he's healthy because they wouldn't put him on the roster for best of three series if they didn't think he was healthy. So Sosa makes it. Who is out? Who did not make it? Nick Nelson did not make it. Guthrie did not make it. And Derek Hall did not make it. All right, as far as the lineup goes for today, and, of course, the Phillies facing a lefty today in St. Louis. Schwarber, Hoskins, Realmuto in the three hole. So that is not the customary. Of course, JT three hole, not the normal thing, but that's against the lefty. So Thompson goes with Realmuto three. Bryce Harper four. Castellanos five. That's above Bohm. A little bit of a surprise, maybe because of his history against this pitcher. So Castellanos five, Bohm six, Segura seven, Stott eight, and Matt Vierling gets the start in center field against the lefty with Brandon Marsh obviously getting the day off. He, you know, certainly could find his way into the game late in the game, defensive replacement, pinch hit or whatever. But that is your lineup for today. All right, NFL picks. We'll get to that coming up in about 10 minutes. The ultimate Phillies montage, that's in about 25 minutes or so. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Len in Norristown right now. Len, it's a great day. What's going on, buddy?
It is a great day. I'll give you my concern, but first, a good father moment. So I'm driving up to Boston to see my daughter at BU. She grew up a Phillies fan amongst the North Jersey Yankee and Mets fans. So I'm rewarding her the weekend with Dad. We'll be the only ones at a Fenway bar rocking out the Phillies stuff. So let me throw that in first.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Very cool.
So my concern, I'll take you back to 2009 World Series against the Yankees. You remember what happened when they showed up? The bats went stone cold after being so hot in the series before. And you've seen this Phillies team, especially since Bryce has gotten back, they had this penchant to just stop hitting, and it's so frustrating. And I feel like the series will live and die with making sure that doesn't happen. Harper, Hoskins, Segura, just making sure they're actually hitting. Because when they hit, they win.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're right about that. Yeah, there's a lot that goes through my mind, 09, and I still can't believe they lost game two. Who was it? To Weaver? Was that his name? James Weaver?
Yes.
I mean, because he was always flaky. He had a great
big
arm.
Time.
He had a great arm, but he was flaky. And if the Phillies had won that game, you know, they probably would have won the World Series.
Yeah.
The irony, Len, of your point about the bats is Chase Utley, I think he tied the record in that series. And I think it might have been Reggie Jackson's record for most home runs in a World Series. I think he had five home runs in those six games.
I think Utley was really the only hot hitter, and Lee was the best pitcher. And people forget it went six games.
Well, killer was Matsui because, you know, the Yankees had a high-priced DH, and the Phillies, of course, didn't have a DH. They just had a bench player, you know, pay about $1 million to, and that was a huge difference. Anyway, forget about 09. It is what it is. All right, Len, give me a great answer here. We're looking for the most memorable scene in a movie with a mode of transportation occurring.
All right, we're going to go Almost Famous, but not the obvious bus scene. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to that crazy small plane scene where they all thought they were going to die.
Yeah.
Which was one of the best scenes and funniest scenes.
It is a funny scene. There's some humor in there. There's some drama in there. They're all bickering at each other. Such a great movie, Almost Famous. Let's talk to Tim in Philadelphia. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Tim.
Just want to tell you guys how good you guys are. I'm actually, full disclosure, I'm actually a New York Mets fan.
Wow.
But
so is Jeff.
I'm calling to – I really just want to get my movie scene in. But,
sure.
I will tell you this. About over the last month, when I thought the Mets were going to win the division, I kept telling everyone here, I was like, I don't want to see the Phils in the playoffs. Because I feel like if you guys can get past the first round, I don't want to see the Phillies with any kind of confidence inside, you know? And I think you got a tough draw. I think they're a tough team. I don't know. I don't have the confidence you guys have in the Phillies, but I will say that if they do get past them, I think you guys are real dangerous.
Well, with this pitching, I agree with you. Now, look, the Braves would be the next series for the Phillies, and that'll be a tough one because the Braves – have played to an incredible clip in the second half of the year. But a lot of good teams in the playoffs. Tim, give me your answer here. Memorable scene in a movie with transportation occurring.
So, look, it's probably not memorable for most, but for me, it tops all. For me, it's John Candy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, jamming out the mess around Ray Charles. There's nothing better.
All right, you got it, Tim. Appreciate the phone call. So if it's big for him but not big for too many others – not likely to win, right? I mean, like, it's like I'm trying to understand the mentality there. Like, let me give an answer that probably won't win, but it just makes me happy. See, that's a Met fan. It makes no sense. Hey, come on. What are you doing there, man? Let's go to Adam in North Philadelphia. Hello, Adam.
How are you, gentlemen? It is a beautiful Friday,
it is
playoff baseball. Yeah. I cannot wait for tonight. I'm super excited. I called in the other day saying that I can't wait to watch the game with my 8-year-old son.
Good. Does he get it, Adam? Does he understand what a big deal this is?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Yeah, he knows. I mean, he was raised a Phillies fan from the day he was born, obviously. I mean, he was 3 months old when I take him to his first Phillies game.
That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Now, real quick, Joe, when I was listening, my phone was cutting in and out. When you were asking the question about an hour ago when I was waiting on hold about the random hitter for the Phillies, Neil Wade,
yeah.
Did you say So Taguchi or Ty Taguchi?
Well, I think James answered it.
I said So Taguchi.
It's So Taguchi.
Okay, because there was another Taguchi. It was Ty Taguchi.
Well, it was Tad Aguchi.
Tad. You
and
know,
he was 07.
No, he was actually in 08 as well.
Well, I mean, he wasn't on the playoff roster in 08.
No, he wasn't, but he was on the team.
Right, but I said playoff roster. Okay.
Like I said, my phone's cutting in and out. You know what, Joe? Watch. One day I want to call him Beat the Hammer, and I'm going to absolutely destroy
you. All right, Adam, I got a random I got a random trivia question for you, which
sure.
I will admit I can't remember the answer to, but I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask John, and I'm going to ask James. Because it is one of the real stumpers in modern Philly sports history. All right, James, I need you to listen to this one. The Eagles 2017 Super Bowl had a – now, I want everyone to give Adam the first crack at this. They had a linebacker that was an official starter in the Super Bowl that was not one of their more well-known players. I mean, I'm talking just a couple years ago. So, obviously, Nigel Bradham was a starter.
I do know the answer.
Okay, Michael Kendricks was a starter. But there's this other dude – no one ever talks about him. He was introduced as a starter. Adam, can you name this masked man?
Give me a second.
It's only like, you know, biggest game of our entire lives.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jordan Hicks.
It is not Jordan Hicks. So he had gotten hurt, which is what opened up a spot. John, can you remember this guy?
Didn't you just bring this up like
a couple months ago? A couple months ago.
I don't remember who you said.
I don't even remember who it is either.
It's Darnell Ellerbe.
I mean, that is
I'm almost positive.
You know, that is who it is, I think. Ellerbe. And he was an official starter. Now, I don't know if he played the first play. First play would depend on, you know, how the Patriots put, you know, how many wide receivers they had on the field and all that. But he was essentially the Eagles' third linebacker entering the Super Bowl, Ellerbe.
Well, and I don't remember him
at all. I don't remember him in the whole season.
Did he come
from? I remember a little bit. He had, like, dreads. I don't remember much past that, but I remember him being on the field here and there.
Did he come from the Ravens?
I don't know. Like, I remember the Bullet, Keith Adams, on the 04 team.
Oh, I remember him.
I love the Bullet, man. That guy was awesome. But this Ellerbe guy, anyway. Adam, all right. Adam, give me an answer here.
Ellerbe.
A memorable scene in a movie with a mode of transportation, Adam.
I have two, but the one that I'm thinking of right now, she recently passed away, Olivia Newton-John, and let's go with Grease when they're flying off of the car after the end of the movie when she decided to become become like a greaser and Danny decided to become a jock.
You got it, man. I do have to go back and watch that. I've only watched it once. I enjoyed it. It was about 20 years ago. Got to see it again.
I don't think Danny decided to be a jock at the end.
You don't have to give away the movie. I'm going to go watch it. I don't remember anything.
Oh, no, really? I think she was saying that Sandy decided to be a greaser.
Yeah,
correct.
She became a pink lady.
Yeah. I do remember that. The Ellerbe thing is a deep cut, though. Let me ask you this. What percentage of people that were just listening to us in the last 2 minutes do you think knew it was Ellerbe? It's less than 10%, right?
Oh, I think without a doubt.
Is it less than 5%? John, is it 1%? I mean, it's really deep, man. I mean, we're all hardcore sports fans, hardcore Eagles fans. It's only 5 years ago.
He signed November 12th of 2017.
It's
so
a great one. It really
he
is a great
He was with us
question.
For like a month and a half.
It's random, man. It is random. All right. Let's do what we typically do at 1 o'clock on Football Fridays, but we're moving it up today because, of course, we have a baseball game coming up, but we'll do our picks for Week 5 of the National Football League. And as I look at last week, strange week. We both had a tie. I had two ties. John went 1-1-1, so he's 6-5-1 for the season. I had a record I probably never had before in my life, John, 1-0-2. So I am now 4-6-2, which just jams the whole thing up. I hate the ties, the pushes, whatever you want to call them. All right, John, as we look to Week 5, give me your first pick. What are you looking at?
I'm going to take the Titans giving 1.5 to the Commies. I don't understand why people seem to think that this is a closer game. I mean, 1.5 points. Yes, it's in Washington, but we know that the Commies struggle to move the ball. The Titans, they've been sort of hit or miss this year, but I think they're a better team. And I think this will be the game that Washington decides once and for all that they cannot function offensively with Carson Wentz under center.
So I agree with almost everything you said, the exception being the last thing. I don't think they're going to bench Carson during or after this game, but I think it's coming later in the year. I picked Tennessee also. I think it's an unusually low line. I'm just going to lock in with it. Tennessee minus the point and a half.
The Atlanta Falcons, I think they've won two games in a row now, facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. Tom Brady has now lost two games in a row.
And he's having a strange week, John.
It's a lot going on.
Because here's the thing. He knew all that was going on, but now the public is really finding out details. That's got to be difficult.
I'm sure it is. But
imagine a divorce in the middle of the season with kids. That is
not great.
And you're the quarterback, and you're as focused as he normally is.
And it's all public.
And
it's
all public.
The world, man.
Like, that's really, really, really got to be tough.
But this is where he finds solace in playing and preparing. And the last time he lost three games in a row, it was 2002.
Wow.
Two decades
ago. Wow.
That's wild.
That's a great stat.
Decades ago. So Tampa, I'll take them given 9.5 points. I think they absolutely demolish the Falcons.
How about that? I do wonder, though, if he's able to prepare as much as he normally would. I don't know, man. My second pick, 1 o'clock game. And I got to tell you, this is just an anti-what I saw last week vote. I'm going with the Houston Texans on the road, +7 at Jacksonville. I was thoroughly unimpressed with Trevor Lawrence. Now, I am rooting for Doug Peterson, which means I am rooting for Trevor Lawrence. But I thought he stunk. I'm going with Houston. It's a big number, +7 at Jacksonville.
I've said all week, I think the Eagles are a much better team than the Arizona Cardinals. 5.5 point spread on the road. It sounds big, but I think this is a game that will win by double digits. The Arizona Cardinals, yeah, they're 2-2, but they've never shown me that they are in our class. And I think, I feel really good about this game. The Eagles -5.5.
My third selection, and this is going to be the third time I'm picking them this year, and they haven't given me a win yet. This is a really intriguing matchup on Sunday night. It's the Bengals at the Ravens. It's a 3.5 point spread for the Ravens. I'm going with Baltimore -3.5. Now, look, the reality is both teams could really use this win. They're both 2-2. I mean, the Ravens have lost two games this year that have just got to kill them because it just didn't seem like they're going to lose. Like that Dolphins game when they were way up and Miami came back. I'm just going to ride with Lamar, but I need him to do the job for me because he hasn't twice. Well, his defense hasn't twice this year. Baltimore -3.5 home versus the Bengals. And those are our picks for week number 5 of the National Football League. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Megan right now. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great, Megan.
Pumped up, Megan. Very excited.
Yes. The last time they won in 2008, I was 11. So this is pretty exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll tell you this, Megan. When the 2011, if you're talking about the 11 team, you're saying the 08 team or the 11 team? Last time they made the playoffs or won it all?
Well, the 08, when they won.
Won it all,
We went down. That was the first parade I ever went
sure.
to, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, my 102 fever that day.
Oh, my God. Well, my point is when the 11 team made the playoffs, I never in a million years thought that the next year they would miss the playoffs. I mean, maybe at the end of the series when Ryan Howard's Achilles was blown out, you knew, okay, there's a problem here. But that was a 102-win team. And for them not to get back to the playoffs was astounding. But anyway, all right, Megan, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you're good. Yeah, and then they keep not going back. And
right.
kind of, you know, that Philly hope, you know, it's like, oh, well, next season. And finally it's that season that they're finally back in the postseason. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. All right, Megan, give me a great answer here. A scene in a movie with transportation going on.
Well, my one was John Candy and Steve Martin when they were on the other side of the road in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep.
But my second choice is going to be White Chicks when Terry Crews is playing 1,000 Miles.
All right, you got it, Megan. Appreciate the phone call. To Tom right now. Tom, you're on WIP. What's happening, pal? Oh, hang on. Boom.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Tom.
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, listen, I had a chance to go to St. Louis to watch the game with my buddy today. I blew it off to spend time with my girlfriend's son, who's 7, who plays baseball, is a catcher. So I'm just looking forward to it. It's really good to see baseball back. It really is. It's been a long 11 years. I had two kids within those 11 years and got married. So I'm happy to see that baseball is back and Red October is here.
Good deal, man.
Yeah.
Got to be happy for the kids that are seeing it for the first time. Just got to be.
It is. Yeah. He's always watching the games with me. Like I said, he plays the game. He's actually a catcher. So he tries to watch JT. He tries to work on the things, and he's looking how JT does it, how he squats, how he throws the ball, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So it's pretty cool to watch and
good.
See.
Good. And by the way, JT said the other day after the game, after the clincher, that it was the best he'd felt all year. I don't know if that was just adrenaline talking and excitement, or if he does physically feel better than other points this year. Obviously, catchers go through ups and downs, you know, based on, you know, foul balls hitting them and all sorts of different stuff, you know. But if he is feeling at his physical best this year, that's good stuff.
That's great for us.
I mean, it's shocking at the end of the year if that's true. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, I can't wait for the game to start. It's going to be great. And hopefully they can, if Wheeler does his thing and Nola shows up like he did the other night, we have a chance to sweep in this thing.
Got a shot, no question. Tom, give me a great answer. Yeah. Memorable scene in the movie.
I don't know if anybody said this, but I would have to say the Batmobile.
So what scene am I writing down? Poorly presented, Tom. You gave me a mode of transportation. You didn't give me a scene. All right, buddy. We got you, Tom. We got. Hey, listen, I wasn't asking for a car. I was asking for a scene. All right, coming up next. We're getting really close, by the way, to the game. 2:07 first pitch. Obviously, we're essentially already in pregame coverage. We'll lead you there. You want to mix?
You got butterflies?
Yeah, starting to happen.
I'm getting them.
Yes.
Me too, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't have it.
I love this feeling.
It's really neat.
It's awesome.
It's real. I didn't have it at 10, you know, like very concentrated
no, I didn't
on the show.
Either. Yeah. But and just in the last like 10 minutes, I'm starting to get the juices flowing.
I totally agree. Well, look, we're gonna get the juices flowing in a bigger way, in another way, in a great way. Coming up next, the Ultimate Phillies Montage. Now, this is something that in the early days of the pandemic, we put together a montage of some of the great moments in Phillies history because we knew people were really down. And when that opening day did not initially happen, you know, early April, because they couldn't play baseball, we said, let's try to brighten people's mood with just a compilation of great moments in Phillies history. We've only ever aired this four times. We said if they made the playoffs, we would air it when they make the playoffs. It is spectacular. I guarantee you it is spectacular. And you will hear it next. Joe DeCameron, John Rich on WIP.
The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. So join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I recommend. College football, pro football, bet the birds every week. This Sunday, we're 5-point road favorites over an inconsistent Arizona team I think will dominate. And how about our baseball team? I think we win today in St. Louis. But we're 1.5 run underdogs, -109 on the money line. The over-under is 6.5 runs. You can bet Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, all your favorite college teams. And with live in-game betting, you can bet on the action as it happens. Download now from the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. And new users, make your first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. Sportsbook and casino all in one amazing app. And bet more than the score. Bet player performances like who scores touchdowns, yards, and so much more. The BetParks Sportsbook and Casino app where odds, slots, bets, and games all come together right in your pocket. Join me with BetParks right now. Today is your lucky day. And it's been all over you.
It's a beautiful day. Schultz are playing you too. I'm not even that big a fan of this song. I like U2 a lot, but this song...
What is it you said about U2 that they're the best band?
The last 35 years.
Yeah.
And they are. And they lost that vote, which is outrageous.
So the best band in the last 35 years.
So who was in that vote? It was Metallica, U2. Who were the other two we had in that poll? Because it was really close. All four got a lot of
Pearl
votes.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
I can't remember.
Was it Nirvana?
I think Green Day should be considered.
Green Day would be up there. But you too, man. They're
Nirvana. Well, it's such a short window for them.
I know.
But you too. I mean, yeah, they're a worldwide band.
They
no
are.
Doubt
they
about
they
it,
are
they
worldwide.
Are not the best band in the last 35 years.
All right. So Phillies playoff baseball today at 2:07 first pitch. Obviously, pregame coverage has essentially already begun. So early days of the pandemic, we were all feeling really down. When opening day did not happen when it would have happened in early April, we put together, with the help of one of our buds here at WIP, Matt Battle, he did an incredible job putting this together. We said, let's just try to cheer people up and remind people of the good times in society and the good times with the Phils. And so we put together a compilation of really the best moments in Phillies history. And we've only ever aired this four times. We aired it in April of 2020 when they weren't playing yet. We aired it on opening day in 2020 when they finally played in July. By the way, I cried both times. I'm sure there's a really good chance I'll cry today. We aired it on opening day 2021 and opening day 2022. And we always said if they make it back to the playoffs, we will air it again. So here it is. I want everyone to sit back and enjoy. It's going to take a couple minutes. I swear to you, you're going to love it. Best moments in Phillies history with Harry and Richie and Andy Musser's in here and Wheels is in here and Fransky's in here. It's just a whole bunch of them, all of them through the years and all the great players. Here it is, the ultimate. As we get ready for the Phillies, finally, soak it in, finally back in the playoffs. Here it is, the ultimate Phillies montage. And there it is as we get ready for the Phillies finally back in the postseason. And that one hit me really hard, man.
Me too, buddy.
That one hit me really hard because we finally have the Phillies back in the postseason, which is awesome. It's so awesome. Let's go to the phone. Someone help me. Someone's got to talk. Let's go to Alan. Alan, talk to me, buddy.
Joe, the camera, you cannot call yourself a Phillies fan if you did not cry during that montage. You cannot, because I mean, just hearing Harry's voice is one thing, but the I think the two that got me in particular was like the hearing the call on the RBI single by Mitch Williams that started the tears going, and then what really put me over the edge was hearing Utley saying "World effing champion."
Yeah, so cool, man.
Oh my God.
Well, Al, you know what also strikes me as I'm listening to that. That makes it sort of different than past times when we've aired that, which it's only the fifth time it's ever aired, is they are about to embark on a month where additional highlights can now be added to that. You know, like they have a chance to do something special, and that is special.
It's been 11 years, Joe, and it's been 11 years since we've heard like highlights like that.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. My daughters are 10. And five, so they weren't alive the last time we heard highlights like that. So they can't wait either. I raised them right. They're Phillies fans.
That's great, man.
And I took the 10-year-old to her first Phillies game this season, and she's excited. And if they get by the Cardinals, I'm taking her to her first Phillies playoff game.
That's great, man. Alan, give me a big answer here, man. A memorable scene in a movie with transportation going on.
Well, I don't know if it's been said yet, Joe, but how about Thelma and Louise holding hands going off the cliff?
Wow. That is a big answer. Different type of moment, but sure, Thelma and Louise at the end. I'm very excited, John, because, you know, when the Phillies were rocking it out, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago, you weren't here. I mean, you had been here as a player, but I'm really excited for you to see Phillies postseason baseball today.
Me too.
I'm still going to text with you. Because, James, you know my rule. I don't text with Richie during games. I don't want to know what he's thinking, and I don't want him to know what I'm thinking, because when we show up here on Monday, we'll just let it fly, spontaneous with whatever it is. But I'm really looking. And for all the kids out there, man, they're going to get to see the playoffs for the first time. That's
so cool, man.
I mean, really, you got to be about 16 years old. You haven't seen the Phillies. I mean, if you were 5 years old in 2011, you're really young. I mean, you're really young. So it's like 16 and under pretty much hasn't experienced it yet. So Phil's playoff baseball today at 2:07. Again, thanks to Matt Battle, who does a great job with us here at WIP, and he put so much of that audio together. James, also, we selected all those cuts all those years ago, and I guess if they march on, we can play it again, you know?
And to your point, like, maybe add some new highlights.
Absolutely.
Like, how cool would that be?
Add new highlights to it. Just make it longer. Keep it going. All right. Hope you enjoyed it. Phillies playoff baseball, first pitch at 2:07, leading off, getting you ready. We're really getting close. Leading off is next. We'll keep taking more phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.